Romans chapter 5. It says, "Where in the verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, there and got on a whole lot of this morning. And death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that we have sinned." All have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin was not imputed where there was no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam unto Moses. And I ain't going to get into that, but Brother Laren got into a whole lot of it today. But listen, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam unto Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who in the figure of him that was to come. And listen, I want y'all, what this is talking about, because he said that was passed down to every one of us. When he broke the law, every one of us have come, except for Jesus Christ, and he was not born of the seed of Adam, a man. But that's why it's so important, the virgin birth, because he was born of God, the Holy Ghost. But listen, every one of us, even before the law came, I want you to know, death still reigned. Adam died, and every man that come after him and died, and before the law was ever written down, because the sin of one law was broken. That was the only one given at that time. It was broken. Mankind become sinners. But he goes on and said, but not as the offense, so is also the free gift. For through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God than the gift by grace, which is in one man, Jesus Christ, how bound to many, and not as it was one that sinned, but so is his guilt. For the judgment was by one, the commandment, the condemnation, but the free gift is by the offense unto justification. For if one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and all the gift of righteousness shall reign the life by one, Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men, condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. As for one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that offense might be abound, but where sin abound, grace did much more abound. That as sin have reigned unto death, even so by grace reigned through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ. And I want to take over here, I never noticed this before, I guess as much till I did here a while back, but over in John chapter 1 in the verse 17, it says, "For the law was gave by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." And I want to look at that a little while today about truth and grace coming by Jesus Christ. And when you begin to read that verse of John over there in the Gospel of John, the first chapter, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." I want you to know Jesus Christ is the truth. He's the only way. I want you to know the Apostle Paul said over there, I believe it's in 1 Corinthians, maybe, or 2 Corinthians, and the first chapter over there, he said, "All things in him are yea." All his promises, everything in Jesus Christ is true. There's nothing in him that's not true. And I want you to realize today, he is the truth. He is the way, The law was gained. All the law was ever for was to be a schoolmaster for us. When you hear the word of God and the Spirit of God come to his head, he comes in and gives you a knowledge that you are a sinner. And that's what the word of God does. Paul says, I was alive before the commandment came. And then, let me go read it. I don't want to mess it up. He said, for I was alive without the law once, but the commandment came and sin revived and I died. Do you realize when that happened to you today? I remember as a young man when I really truly become lost. For a time, I had no doubt that Jesus Christ was real. I had no doubt that heaven was real. I had no doubt in my mind that hell was real. I even went to the altar and I tried my best to get saved. I tried on my own to get there. But listen, there came a time when God revealed to me that I was a sinner. Has that happened to you? And when you truly come into condemnation and you realize you was lost and separated from God, it all become real to you. The night had become real to me. Honey, I got up ready to go outside and move around like nothing was going on. And next thing you know, I was brought down. I knew I was going to die. You're going to die. And the only difference in it can be in any of that, because of Adam, we will all die. Amen. Every one of us. It was once upon it unto man to die, and after that the judgment. Listen to me. You need to pay attention. Don't sit here Sunday after Sunday and not pay no attention. Death is around us. It was mentioned a while ago. No telling how many people died up there in Kentucky. No telling how many. We have no idea. People that was going about their business, sleeping in their homes. Everything going about. The storm came and they was gone. You're here one moment and you're gone the next. I've had people say, you're going to die preaching. That may happen. I may die going down the road in a car wreck. I don't know how I'm going to die, but I know this, I'm going to. I've heard people say, well, if the Lord comes back, I won't have to die. Listen, you're still going to. You're going to have to change. Now, this body here can't go up there. Listen to me, you're going to change. And I've heard people say, well, it's similar to death. You're going to die. You're going to die. It ain't nothing similar to death. When that eastern sky bus is open, every one of us will be changed in a twinkling eye. You will taste the sting of death because Adam, every one of us is going to. You're going to die. You've got to understand that. We faced it so much in the last few years. Wake up. It's coming. It's coming. And you, if you're not prepared, then you'll have to face the second death. And that's the one you can't avoid. You can't avoid this one. There's nothing you do to get around it. That's the truth. He's the truth. He come. He took it so far. He said, if you are my friend, you just cut it off. It's better to enter into life maimed. If you are a friend, you just poke it out. If you foot a friend, you take it away. Listen. There ain't nothing worth holding on to. Amen. The only way you're going to get through this is with the Lord. Amen. body way. He said, my grace, he told the Apostle Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Unmerited favor. The gift of God. You know what the gift, truly gift to God is? It's Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, I am grace. The gift come through Him. And without Him, you cannot be saved. You can't go to the Father unless you go through Him. When Moses stood in a tabernacle and he talked on the behalf of God's people, after they said, we'll keep your commandments. Amen. They said, we'll keep your statutes. And the next thing you know, they was worshiping in a golden cave. And he took the tabernacle and cast it outside the city. Because sin has to be a price paid for it. And they cast it out. And Moses went to talk to him on the behalf of the people. He stood in a tabernacle. And God come down in a cloud and a pillar. And he talked through the door. That door was Jesus. He was the mediator.
Amen.
He talked for the people.
Amen.
You can't get to God without you go through the door.
Amen.
And that's Jesus Christ. So He's the gift. Grace came by Jesus. The perfect gift of God. There'll be no telling how many gifts opened here in a couple of weeks. Vanity. It's all vanity. The only gift that I ever matter is that gift, is Jesus Christ. Y'all pray for me. That being justified by His grace. By whose grace? Jesus' grace. It came by Him. We should be made ours according to the hope of eternal life. I've not got to listen to it yet. I saw where Brother Benji preached a sermon, Buried Alive. I'm listening to that. I'm excited about that. I ain't got to listen. I've been just way too much going on. I got a feeling, as Brother Mark would say, that's going to be some good stuff. We have to die in this flesh. But we'll live. And that's by the grace of God. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God.
Amen.
If you don't come through Jesus Christ, the gift of God, you'll never be saved.
Amen.
It goes on and says, not of works, lest any man should boast. How are you trying to get saved? I tried everything. I was a thinker. The night I got saved, I've come a surrender. I don't remember thinking a thing about it. I just remember coming crushed. I really don't believe, and you can say what you want, but I used to think maybe I was lost for 2 or 3 years, but I really don't believe I was truly lost until that night. I knew I was trying to be saved, And I believed. I believed it all. And I didn't doubt one bit in my mind that I was lost. But until the Spirit of God, I heard a preacher say that during our revival, until the Spirit of God really reveals to you that you're lost, you'll truly not understand. Until the Spirit of God truly reveals to you that you're saved, you're just not going to get it. So there is a knowledge. There is. And I've preached on that as much as anybody. And I heard Brother Barry say here one time, I believe he thought I was taking it a little too far, and he was trying to help me with it. Now, I ain't trying to embarrass you, brother. I love you. We need to know when we're wrong. He talked about how we never take the Spirit out of it. And I said, I'm sorry, Lord. See, I got hung up on for so long. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And I said, that's the only way you'll ever get there. But it takes the Spirit and the truth.
Amen.
You got to hear. That's what the law was for. That's all it was ever gave for. To let us know we're sinners. But also it takes the Spirit.
Amen.
To reveal it unto you. I've heard Sister Lynn say she went, how long was it, crushed? For 2 years maybe. And I couldn't understand that. Why was she crushed, carrying all that load? And for me, it was just that night. And my wife, she become lost and got saved within 10 minutes. I don't know. I couldn't figure it all out. But until that night, I really don't believe I was under conviction. I believe in my mind I felt like I was lost. I'd been told I was lost. Everybody was telling me I was. And so I believed it. So I was trying my best to get saved, and I couldn't do it. I was trying on my own, and I couldn't do it. I was trying to work it out. I was trying to figure it out. I was doing all the what people was telling me. People cried, I cried. People called out, I yelled. I done whatever it took. I couldn't get saved. But when I truly, the Spirit of God crushed me and let me know I was lost, if you've been crushed, if you've got a contrite spirit, you're lost. And it won't get no better till you get saved. Once you realize that you're lost, you're lost. But it takes the Spirit and the truth. That's what the law is for. But it also... nobody comes unto me and says, unless the Father who sent me draw them. Nobody. When he said nobody, he meant no, not one. And how does he draw you? Through the Spirit of God.
Amen.
I can't do that. And that's part of the burden I've got to quit packing. I can get up here and I can yell, I can cry, I can sit down here and bawl, I can come to you and I can plead, I can beg. I can't do it. I can't carry that burden no more. I can't. That's one I've got to let go of. That don't mean I won't quit having a burden for you.
Amen.
But I can't convict you. It ain't my job.
Amen.
I cannot save you. It ain't my job. My job is to tell you that you're a sinner. And you say, well, that's a bad thing. It's my job. All men are sinners. There's just a point when you come to realize that through the Spirit and the Word. And I can't make you be one. But I'm telling you the truth to where you can realize it and God can draw you.
Amen.
And I can tell you about the one to fix it. So the law came by Moses. But truth and grace came by Jesus Christ. And that's the only one it come by. Brother G.W. mentioned it yesterday. There's no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. He is the gift of God. So do you want to be saved? If you want to be saved, you're going to have to realize you're a sinner. The night that happened with me, there wasn't no preacher preaching. There wasn't a word said. Zion did travail. His sister, Betty Sue, met her. The quietest woman I've ever been around in my life. I promise you, I've heard her sing a million songs, but I bet I ain't never heard her say two words in church. And she didn't say a word that night. But I walked by her, Matt, sitting right there where you are, and she looked at me, and she was concerned about my soul. And right then, the Spirit of God crushed me. That's why we do keep caring. That's why we do keep telling. I can't crush you, but I love you enough that the Spirit of God will. And I called on the name of the Lord. I had a young lady come up here one time. She come up here to me. She walked from right back under. I was standing right here. Me and Brad Whitty Moore were standing here talking. There was some on the altar. And she come up here and she said, "Brother Jeff, how do I get saved?" And I said, "Call on the name of the Lord." And she went over here and she fell down and went to praying. And her boyfriend come over here and sat down beside her. And he began to sing a song. "Oh, come, oh, angel band." And sometime during that song, that little blonde-headed girl raised up and said she had been saved by God's grace. She called on the name of the Lord. He's the one who can save you. So death is coming. I heard a sister say other night, she said, "We're all going to have to die." Y'all heard me tell this, and I'm going to tell it one more time, and I'm going to be done. Riding around the curve at Hollis Doss's. If y'all want to know where Hollis Doss's is, you go on towards my house, you leave, and you go towards Rocky Mountain. That sharp curve turns to the right, and that Haynestown Road turns to the left. Hollis Doss lived there in the house. We was coming around through yonder, and I was sitting down on that hump in the floorboard in the red Chevrolet station wagon. Mom and Daddy was sitting. Daddy was driving. Mama sitting over here. My great-granddaddy had died, and they was talking about him dying, and I looked up at my mama, and I said, "Mama, are you and Daddy going to die?" And she looked at me and she said, "Yes, son, we're going to have to die." And then it realized I was just a little bitty fella, maybe 5 or 6 year old. And I looked at her and I said, "Mama, am I going to have to die?" And she looked at Daddy. And a big tear rolled down her cheek. And I'll never forget that tear. And she looked down at me and she said, "Yes, son. You're going to have to die." And so are you. You're going to have to die. But you don't have to die the second death.
Amen.
Thanks be unto God. Jesus came. They looked through heaven and earth. They searched and they couldn't find no man that was able to open that book. Oh, then they began to rejoice. Because the line of the tribe of Judah had prevailed.
Amen.
He was able. He's able today. We can live. We can have eternal life through Jesus Christ. Because that is where truth and grace is. It's His. It's Him. He is the gift of God.
Amen.
So that's what we preach. That's what we'll stand on.
Amen.
That's where I'll die holding on to. Knowing I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Cause the grace of God. And His Son, who died for me, gave it all, and died for you, that you could live and have life more abundantly. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted into the beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. Ephesians 1, 6, and 7. It's His. It's not mine. I'm tired. I'm so tired. I'm tired. Please listen to me. I don't know how many more times I'll have an opportunity to stand before you, but if it's the last, but please listen to me. There's a reason. There's a reason we do this.
Amen.
It's that we love you.
Amen.
And we want you to live.
Amen.
It ain't only eternal life in heaven. It's living here.
Amen.
How you think people go through the stuff they go through without God? I don't see how. But His grace is sufficient. Whatever the thorn in your side is, He can help you with it.
Amen.
So not only is He going to be great to die with, but boy, He's sure good to live with.
Amen.
I stand before you today by the grace of God. And I tell you once again, I'm the one that wants to save your soul. The one that came and died. I'll shut up in a minute, but I can't stop. I want you to be saved. A couple, 3 weeks ago, I preached a sermon on run for your life. I sat, went back there and sat down. Nobody moved, and I kept saying, Lord, please. I can't do it. I can't. You're going to have to want it.
Amen.
Tonight I got saved. I wanted it.
Amen.
Yeah. And that's why I always say, all call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, because the Word of God says it. And it's the truth. But you got to come His way. And what's that way? Guilty. Guilty. Guilty as charged. You're condemned already because you've not believed in the only begotten name of God. The Son of God. Jesus Christ. Guilty. You're guilty. He died for you. Seek the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Church. Work. And I'm not talking about doing things that's outside of God.
Amen.
I'm talking about just follow the true Spirit of God.
Yes.
And work. Lost souls at stake. The next tornado may be getting our house. The next accident may be us. The next heart attack may. You say, well, I'm young. You're going to die.
Amen.
Talking to one out there a while ago, my little sister died when she was 38. Not of an accident, of natural causes. She died of cancer. There's children that's fighting disease everywhere today. And you say, well, quit trying to scare my kids. I'm going to tell your kids the truth.
Amen.
If you don't like that, I guess you need to take them somewhere else.
Amen.
I've seen mamas hug up their babies and everything, try to protect them from the truth, and I understand that. But don't try to protect them from the truth.
Amen.
Take them to it. Your babies are going to die. The difference is will they ever be saved or not?
Right.
Seek the Lord. Call on the name of the Lord. Don't just keep sitting there. Run for your lives. I'm trying to warn you. Not because I'm trying to be a jerk.
Right.
Not because I yell and scream. Not because I cry. Get emotional. It's because I love you. But I tell you something. I'm going to start leaving here a different feller because I can't carry it. I'm going to leave it at Jesus' feet.
Amen. God bless.
I'm going to start preaching to you and I'm going to have to walk out of here. It's making an old man out of me. So it's up to you. That's what it boils down to. Do you want to be saved? If God's dealing with you as we stand and sing a song, seek the Lord. If you're here today and you're lost, seek the Lord. I remember when I was a boy, they'd give an altar call. And I can't preach like them brothers, but they'd give an altar call and those people just come. They wanted to be saved.
Amen.
They believed the gospel.
Yes.
As weak as I may have done, I've preached you the gospel this morning.
Amen.
I've told you about a man that sinned and sin became over the world. That man's name was Adam. I told you about a man that came and grace and truth came by him and died on a cross that you might live, and that man's name was Jesus.
Amen.
So what you do with that is between you and God, but your blood is not on my hands.
Amen.
Seek the Lord. Come today. Seek the Lord. Go ahead. I'm going to hush.